We're going to interrupt our programming for just a moment because Jerry Brooks retiring today, and we wanted to just chat with him and give him our best wishes before he moves on to the next stage.
We have Jerry Brooks on the phone?
Jerry Brooks, right here.
Get out of here.
Jerry, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Oh,
hi.
Awesome.
We love you, Jerry Brooks. We love you.
Thank you. God, you know, it's been great attending my own wake this year.
Listen,
it's really sweet.
You couldn't have grown the mustache back for the last, you know, couple of newscasts for me?
You know, that mustache was so gray and scraggly, you could barely see it until, and here was my secret. And I learned it from Gail King originally. Color it in with mascara.
Yes. Oh. That is a secret. That works. I like the last haircut, though. That hairdo the last couple of days has really been extraordinary.
Oh, you know, I put that on Facebook, and and a frightening number of people believed it.
Yeah.
So hopefully they tuned in
and saw it. Right.
Real.
So what's going to happen tonight? What's Keisha got planned? Do you have any idea?
You know, Kevin Nathan's put together something, and when Kevin puts his mind to producing something, the results are usually more than memorable. So, you know, there's a little bit of trepidation. You know, might have a handkerchief in my back pocket. But, you know, we'll see.
So, Jerry, I didn't realize you were a radio guy. You started out in radio, and then you made the switch over to TV. Can you tell us something about that?
You know, I was straddling the fence for some time when I worked at the all-news radio station in Hartford at the time. I got an offer to do weekend sports at Channel 30.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, naturally I took it because I was doing sports on the radio. I did UConn basketball and, you know, a couple of other things. So I took on weekend sports at 30, and that led to the job at Channel 3, and it just was kind of a lovely little segue from one medium to another.
You probably got paid a lot better, too.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Well, my last full-time salary in radio was $260 a week.
Yeah.
Ooh, that much, huh?
That's better than us.
I got bumped all the way up to $300 a week for my work.
Wow.
No more driving into the NBC 30 studios during snow and ice. How great is that?
You know, what I'm looking forward to the most is the first snowstorm after I'm gone.
Yes.
And, you know, I have a really nice window in our dining room, and I'm just going to turn a chair around and pour a glass of something really good, time appropriate to the, you know, time of day.
Of course, sure.
And I'm just going to enjoy watching it snow.
And then you can tune in and see Snow Monster and, you know, get the ground temperature and the air temperature.
And then when I'm good and ready, I'll rev up the snowblower.
Yeah.
Listen, are you going to do some golfing with Joanne now or what?
We never stop golfing.
More golfing.
We never stop golfing together. Saw her Monday night. She was over for dinner a couple of weeks ago. We're good friends from the radio days, and we've kept up our friendship ever since. You know, I will miss going in and seeing my coworkers.
Yeah, the people.
And you guys know that feeling. You know, you come together every day. You know, you can look at each other and give each other a hug, or you can just go, ugh.
Yeah.
And you get it. And I will miss that about, you know, Keisha and Hanrahan and you know, Mike Heideck in the last year, and he's sliding in beautifully to take my place. And I'll miss the camaraderie, the locker room feeling of being in a newsroom.
Well, I have to tell you, I think you did it the right way because you didn't cold turkey us.
No.
I needed that.
And I didn't cold turkey myself either. This has been a really nice transition year, and I give a lot of credit to Susan Tully, our GM, for that. And it's been a nice way to just kind of slide on out and get on with the rest of my life.
I have to tell you, because I was super upset when you first announced that you were reducing, and I was like, oh, I can't. What do you mean? What? And then
it
was nice.
What I posted on Facebook, to make that announcement was, I think I have just about enough hair left. And 1 year later, That was correct.
Yes.
Well, see, Jerry, that's what we'll give you a couple of weeks off, and then you don't have to have hair in radio.
That's
so,
correct.
We'll just coax you back in
the
building.
Come on over.
Eat as much as you want. Drink whatever you want to do.
You save a hell of a lot of money on clothes.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you for everything you've done for the community, and just God bless you on the next stage.
And tonight at 6 is the last night, Jerry Brooks, right?
Tonight at 6, that's it. See if I tear up.
No.
Get
we'll
the hanky
you.
Ready for all of us.
We'll miss you.
Thank you, and I won't miss you because I'll keep listening.
Oh, thank you.
You burden me.
No, he listens. We appreciate
I love it,
Jerry.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Hey, see ya.
Bye.